Trish Stratus, WWE superstar. She's back and on the show right now. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Better now. Thank you.
Special Ed is our brand new executive producer. His first day with us is today. He is a huge WWE fan. So there are a few things he wants to know. We're going to let him ask you, and then we're going to go to the phones and let the fans ask you. They always ask the best questions. 203-882-WPLR for direct access to Trish Stratus.
Trish, last night.
Trish,
last night, WrestleMania 27, I was on the road here, so I missed it, but I understand that you, Snooki, and John Morrison defeated Dolph Ziggler and Lay Cool, but Snooki got the pin. Do you think she would make it on Tough Enough, which you guys are restarting tonight after Raw?
Well, you know what? I think she would after she showed us what she got. One thing we did as WWE Tough Enough trainers is we said, okay, let's assess your skill level. Let's see what you can do and play up your strengths. And, you know, so Snooki tells me she's a former cheerleader as well as a gymnast.
All right, one thing I know about Snooki, though, she cannot take a punch to the face.
No. It goes down.
Yeah, like a sack of potatoes.
Give a punch to the face, which
is
good.
Yeah.
It's a good start anyway, right?
Yeah. But her weakness is a punch to the face.
Well, I think that's a weakness for a lot of people.
With the return of Tough Enough, how many years has it been since it was on the air? It's at least 10, right?
Yeah, I think it's been maybe 8 years or something like that. It's a long time. It's been gone, and we're just super excited because, you know, the show itself was very successful. People loved the show. We brought it back. It was previously with MTV, USA Network now, and WWE. We've teamed up, and it's like it's just such a great show. We've got me, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Booker T, Bill DeMott, and Bill DeMott's from the other show. So Bill DeMott kind of came over. He is like the foundation of the show. I mean, he is a drill sergeant. He is tough as nails, but he's just like, he loves this business so much that like you just see everything come out. And then these, you know, we take 14 contestants, we throw them in a gigantic mansion in the valleys of California.
Hmm. Sounds good.
And we let some reality ensue. And I'm telling you, the show is so good. We sat back and just were like, we were so, I mean, most of us have been away from the product for a little while, right? Bill DeMott's been retired. Obviously, Stone Cold Steve Austin and myself, we've been away for a couple years. And Booker T was away for a little bit as well. Booker T came back. He's a SmackDown announcer.
Yeah.
It's just so exciting to be back for all of us.
Trish Stratus is on WWE. I was surprised to see Stone Cold come back.
Well, that's it. I mean, like, they brought us all back for Tough Enough, and we were suddenly all available, and next thing you know, we're on Raw every week, and I'm wrestling Snooki in WrestleMania, so WWE is kind of a crazy machine.
The Rock. That was a shock. You know, that was something. Because, I mean, he's very successful now. For him to come back, that was huge.
Well, it's like WrestleMania. I mean, first of all, I can't believe you guys missed the biggest show of the year, by the way.
Because we're going to be in Bridgeport next week.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be in the ring. Are you going to Bridgeport? Do you know?
Well, you know what? As of now, I don't know, but it seems like every week my schedule's been changing. Suddenly, I was at home in Toronto.
All right, well, if you're in Bridgeport next week, AJ will take you on.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Really?
Me
yes.
and AJ will tag team you.
Right, we'll tag team, big time.
Yeah.
Do you have any moves?
Yeah, what's your finishing move, gentlemen?
I bleed.
Yeah. AJ's good at the bleed.
They call me the bleeder.
Yeah.
Trish, let's be honest. Do wrestlers ever really retire? Because everybody goes. Hulk Hogan's come back to multiple companies multiple times. You're back. The Rock's back.
But I didn't come back in a full-time capacity necessarily. I came back as a Tough Enough trainer, and then I was just sort of there. No?
Will we expect you to come back in a full-time capacity anytime soon?
I would expect to know something every week, and I can let you know.
It sounds
really,
like
how it is.
It sounds like, Trish, you're an independent contractor now.
Well, I am a Tough Enough trainer. You know what I mean? I came back to be with Tough Enough, and it's one of those things. It's a big, giant machine, and, you know, like, I mean, Snooki was kind of part of the show, and for me to take the stuff that I was teaching the contestants on the show and getting the skill level up there and trying to get out some mad, crazy wrestling skills, that's what I did with Snooki. So
I
played my role.
I'm going to bring Jeff from West Haven. And, Jeff, what's your question for Trish Stratus?
Well, first of all, I'm a huge WWE fan, and I'm glad to see Trish back. But I was fortunate enough to go to see Ric Flair be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Woo!
And I really wanted to see Shawn Michaels, but I just couldn't get out there to see it. So I wanted to ask her, what was it like to be there when they actually inducted Shawn Michaels?
It was incredible. The Hall of Fame, the ceremony itself is always amazing because you have all these, like, old-timers that come up, and they just give these great stories from the road, and it's always a lot of fun. And you know what's kind of cool, and this is something that happened on Tough Enough, too, is, like, you know, WWE wrestlers, like, people are like, oh, they're wrestlers. But you know what? We're called sports entertainers now, and it's a funny thing, but there is something about the way, I mean, we can deliver, you know, the entertaining, like, the just the speeches itself was so great. And then you have Shawn Michaels, who's Mr. WrestleMania. He is now, as we all called him, Mr. Hall of Fame. And he just went out there and he just, you know, he's so, you just, you got his passion, you got how much he loves this business and the fans, and he just kind of thanked the fans and everything. And it was just an amazing moment. And I'm really glad I was part of it. Sucks you missed it. But it will be on TV soon, so don't worry, you can catch it soon.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling. Trish, thanks for coming on the show. We hope to see you. I hope you're in Bridgeport next Monday.
I think that would be fun. If I come, I'd love to beat you guys up.
All right.
If I get beat by you, that would be a dream come true.
Right.
I will punch you right in the face.
Really?
Punch me right in the face.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I just want to see if you can take it, just, you know, because you said Snooki Klein, that was kind of going with that theme, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you come in, like if you're coming to Bridgeport, come in next Monday on the show. I will arm wrestle you and beat you.
No, I'm probably going to beat you, actually. So is that cool with you? Are you okay with
that's
that?
That's cool. I can be beaten by a woman, but
you
would have to earn it first. I'm not going to let you just win.
Well, I wouldn't just want to, you know, walk in there and you give it to me. I will take that from you.
All right. I do want to just give it to you, but
like
that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
All right. I hope to see you next Monday.
Thank you.
All right. It's trishstratus.com. Drop the dot if you want to get her Twitter. Thank you, Trish.